Okay, so I thought it would be pretty like shaykh to learn three stories come on the Lubavitcher Rebbe's life. Three stories that I think could be very apropos to be able to use at the Seder table. We know Yud Alef Nisan, which is tonight, is the 113th birthday, 114th birthday, I'm not sure exactly on the date, of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. But in Yud Alef Nisan is a very big day in Chabad Lubavitch, which is really a big day in all of Klai Yisrael. So hopefully by learning these stories and maybe even saying them over at the Seder at specific points, or not at specific points, we could try to get a little inspiration from the Rebbe's life. No, the Rebbe was very, very into Avos Yisrael. So if that's a Chabad, and that's not only the Rebbe thing. So you would think that you would know that the number one relationship in his entire life was his wife. Not the number one. Every single person knows that when you met the Rebbe, you felt like you were the most important. But specifically in Rav Joseph Telushkin's biography, brings an incredible, incredible story. He said the Rebbe used to always look forward to his relaxed discussion with his wife over a cup of tea every day. So much so, the Rebbe once quoted that his cup of tea with his wife was as important to him as the mitzvah of tefillin being putting on tefillin. This story, I think, could be said at the beginning of the Seder. You know, all our wives and all our mothers always work so hard to be able to start Pesach, to be able to prepare for Pesach, the cleaning, the shopping. It's a very, very tense time. So, before the start of the Seder, to be able to say the story of how the Rebbe viewed his cup of tea with his wife as important to him as the mitzvah of tefillin, it's a very easy thing to be able to say how much the work and the preparation and everything that our wives and our mothers and everyone who helped out for the yontif, that's as important to every mitzvah of the night. That's as important as the mitzvah of matzah, as important as having the kazayitz in 4 minutes and 9 minutes, every single thing to be able to say thank you. And even if we're not home and we're on a vacation and we're in some hotel, we say thank you to the people that helped us be there. So that story could be said at the first part of the Seder. Maybe the next story, I think, could be very, very apropos to be said at Halach Ma'aniyah. We know Halach Ma'aniyah deals with inviting all the poor people that weren't able to afford, to be able to go have their own meal, and we invite all the poor people in. The Rebbe had, in 1941, when he came to America, until 1963, he would always be Mesader Kedushin at the weddings in front of, at 770. Right, which was right in front of his office. In 1963, however, he was unable to continue being the Sadr Kedushin, and what happened was it was getting too much. There's so many. Thank God, there's so many weddings happening. It was too hard for the Rebbe, but he used to always be by his desk, and he would hear the weddings. And what happened was at the end of a wedding after Imesh Kachach had one wedding, there was no burst of an eruption of music, and the Rebbe called over his secretary, Reb Leibel Groner, and asked him, "What's going on here? Usually at the end of the wedding, there's such an eruption and dancing and the music and this and then that, it's pumping, but right here there was no dancing." So he said, "Rebbe, I happen to know the chatan, the kala, the chosin and kala, and happens to be they weren't able to afford to hire a musician, they weren't able to hire a band." The Rebbe quickly instructed his secretary to immediately arrange for a musician to come right on the spot and make sure that the chassan and kala didn't know it was from the Rebbe. The Rebbe mamash cared for every single person as if it was his own child. That he would mamash do everything and everything in his power to be able to make sure that everyone felt as if they were taken okay. And that's what Halach Ma'ani is all about. We're inviting all the poor people in. We're inviting. We don't even know who they are. We don't even know what their name is, where they're from. But we're trying to create that love for every single Jew. So I think this story could be very apropos to be able to say at the Seder, to be able to say in the Rebbe's name. And finally, the third story, which again has a lot to do with Avos Yisrael, but I think which could be said really at a later point in Magid, it could be said at the point when we start darshing the Psukim, specifically in the Psukim, Vayitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, Vayishma Hashem Es Koleinu, Vayaras Anina Vesmaleinu Vesachatzeinu. Right? We cried in the English translation, we cried to Hashem, the God of our forefathers, and Hashem heard our cry and saw our affliction, our burden, and our oppression. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard everything that was happening. So there's a certain story that when I read the story, I was mamish blown out of my seat. There was a certain girl in Maryland who was going through a very hard time. It doesn't say specifically what was going on in her life, but she was having tremendous turmoil and constant anguish. And there was a certain mashulach for 35 years in Maryland. His name was Rabbi Shmuel Kaplan. And this girl would always send letters from Rabbi Kaplan to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would be very quick to be able to answer back. And one time, she sent, and the Rebbe was always very good about answering the letters back, even though he had hundreds of letters a day. What happened was is that one day she was talking about how the constant English and she couldn't just do it anymore, and she said she was going through so much pain. And the Rebbe, in his response letter, or in his response email, not email, but in his letter back, said an amazing thing. He said, "I feel your pain. I feel her pain." In the response back to the Rebbe, she said, "Rebbe, how do you feel my pain? I'm going through the anguish. I'm going through the turmoil. I'm going through the constant challenge. What do you mean you feel my pain?" The Rebbe said in response an incredible, incredible thing. He said, "You know, Emir Tashem, when you get a little older, you're going to have a child, you're going to have children, and you're going to see within the first year, toward the end of the first year, a child, the baby, starts to teeth, right? And the baby starts, sucking and biting on different things because the baby's teeth are starting to come in. It's a very painful process. You know, the baby's up at late at night, baby's constantly crying." So the Rebbe said that a mother feels the pain just as much as the baby does. The mother feels the pain the whole time that the baby's crying, that the baby's teeth is coming in. Just as much as the baby does. And Rav Shmuel Kaplan, the Mashuch, recalls the response back when the girl got the letter, and Mamish made her feel like, she felt like someone cared for her. She felt like the Rebbe was Mamish, feeling what was going on in her life. And that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything in our lives comes from, everything all the time we have a challenge or struggle, Kaddish Baruch Hu is there. Kaddish Baruch Hu is also going through that challenge, right? Imo Anochi Imo Betzara. Hashem, but you know that the Pasuk says, and Novi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through the pain. So when we talk about these struggles and our burdens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard it, not that he heard it in Mitzrayim, but he was going through it. That just as we went through Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did. So just to recap the three stories. The first story, to be able to, the amazing story from the Rebbe and his wife, that he made just as important his cup of tea with his wife every day, putting on tefillin, to be able to say at the beginning of the Seder, that all the hard work, just now, just enjoying our time with our wives, just as important as every mitzvah of the night of sipur mitzvahs b'shrayim, of matzah, of morah, of yayin. Now, all these things are just as important as thanking our parents, thanking our wives, thanking our families for making this a beautiful, beautiful yontif. The second story to be able to say, by halach ma'aniyah, how the Rebbe was zoche to be able to make sure that he cared for every single person, so much so he didn't even know the chasen and kal getting married. But as soon as he was sensitive to hear that there was no music being played at the end of the chuppah, he made sure to be able to send over, to be able to make sure that chassan and kala had the band, to be able to make sure that their chassan was just as special, and that could be said halach ma'anya. And finally, the third and final story was where the Rebbe answered back to the scroll that she said, "How do you feel my pain, Rebbe? How do you feel my pain?" And the Rebbe said the amazing mashal, how when a baby is going through the hardship of growing, and the baby's teeth coming in, the mother also feels the pain. The Rebbe said, "I also feel because we have this tremendous connection. We have this internal bond, and that could be said by the psukim on Israel Hashem Elokei Avaseinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also hears our cries and he hears our tears. And Be'ez Hashem should be zocha that all these stories from the Rebbe should be zocha Be'ez Hashem to be able to bring his neshama mechayel chayon shemaim. The more we attach ourselves to the tzaddik, the more we say over stories from the tzaddikim, the more will be those things will be alive in us." And to finally close, as Rav Weinberger loves quoting, Rabbi Nachman says that the non-Jews put their children to sleep with stories, however Jews keep their kids alive with stories. And how much more so at the Seder is the night of Chinuch, it's the night of education for all of us, for all of our families. How much more so to be able to find all these great stories in Ezra Shem to inspire our children, and to be able to inspire all of our extended families.